If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. This is Sunday, July 22nd, and this is a special day here at Worth Baptist Church. This is Pray for Revival Day here at our church. And not only at Worth Baptist Church, but in many churches across the city and across the United States. For in these last few weeks, we have written to 1,600 pastors, encouraging them to set aside this day, Sunday, July 22nd, as a day to pray for national revival. We have said many times before, and I believe it bears repeating, the greatest need of this hour in America is a revival. Our government faces some tremendous problems. We may be nearing a governmental collapse. We may be nearing an economic collapse. The whole structure of our economy and of our government is indeed shaky at this moment. Now, I'm not an alarmist, and I believe in our government, and I believe in our president. But I know this, that we are living in very difficult times, and America needs to turn back to God. The thing that will solve our problems today is divine intervention. The thing that will bring about a survival for our nation is an old-fashioned revival. Again, I say that unless America experiences an old-fashioned revival, we believe the judgment hand of God is upon our country. So we have set aside this day as Pray for Revival Day. And I want to call on you wherever you are today, in your home, in the hospital, in the rest home, if you go to church, if you're traveling across the city or across the state, I want to call on you to have a special prayer in your own heart that God will bring a sweeping revival, a great spiritual awakening to America. And I want you to pray that God will begin that spiritual awakening, that old-fashioned revival, right here in the city of Fort Worth. I can think of no better place for revival to begin than right here in our own city. So I want you to make this a day of prayer in your life. As you go to church, speak to a neighbor. Invite someone to go to church with you today. And invite someone to share in prayer that God will send a revival to our nation. I repeat, today, Sunday, July 22nd, is designated as Pray for Revival Day. And in churches in many cities across America, pastors and people will be in prayer for revival. So I invite you today to come and visit Worth Baptist Church and be a part of a prayer for national revival. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Throughout every unit, throughout every class in our Sunday school today, there will be a special prayer for revival. We are teaching the Word of God, as always, in every class and in every department. Our textbook is the Bible, and we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. And you'll find a warm welcome in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church at 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and this too will be a special time of prayer for revival. Our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. During the Sunday evening worship hour, we will likewise pray for revival. So the entire day is set apart as Pray for Revival today. And let's pray that God will spare America, that God would awaken in the hearts of people all over this great land the need for prayer and the need for the gospel and the need to turn back to the ways of righteousness and of the things of the spiritual realm in our lives. In government, we need revival. In education, we need revival. In religion, we need revival. In every phase of national life, America needs revival. So pray for revival today, wherever you are. And then we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write us today and let us know that you receive Worth Baptist Hour. Again, we invite you to visit with us in any and all the services today at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Be our guest today. Visit Worth Baptist Church. You'll find here a warm welcome, a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God. And again, I remind you, be in prayer wherever you are for revival for America today. And I know the Lord will answer prayer. He has given us His promise. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sin, then will I heal their land. We're claiming this promise today, and we're asking you to join with us in a concerted effort of prayer for revival for our nation, for our city, for our churches, and for our lives. Pray with us today that God would send a spiritual awakening to America, and that He would begin that revival right here in the city of Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Hospitality of God. I shall read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, before Thee we come in this hour, beseeching Thee that Thou wouldst send revival to America. And let that work begin in the city of Fort Worth. May we experience a great spiritual awakening all over the nation today where men and women are gathered to pray. We ask that Thou wouldst hear us not for our much speaking, but for our faith in Jesus Christ. Bless every listener to this broadcast in this hour, and may Christ be honored in it all, is our prayer in His name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The hospitality of God. In the hearts of men all over the earth, there is a longing to be accepted. Everybody wants to be wanted, and the desire for identity is universal. God has gone the limit to make known His desire to fellowship with His people. God has given unto us His Son. We read in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. No wonder Paul said, Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. God has given us also His Spirit. The Spirit of God has been sent into the world to set up abode in the life and heart of every believer. This is how much God really wants us. He has given us His Spirit. Not only that, but God has given us His Word, the Bible, that wonderful library of divine truth written by God, and having as its subject matter the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the hospitality of God. Concerning God's hospitality, we shall observe three things. First, the hospitality of God extends a gracious invitation to all men. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. One of the characteristic words of the Bible is the word come. More than 500 times the word come is used. The Bible commences with the word come. The Bible continues with the word come. And the Bible concludes with the word come. This is the one word, more than any other word, that spells out the hospitality of God. Come. This is the most gracious invitation ever extended to man. And there are no strings attached. It is absolutely, unequivocally, unconditional. Without condition or credential. Without exception or exaggeration. Without question or qualification. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse every man from all his sins. Listen again to the words of my text. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You might ask, but who can come? And I answer, you can come. You, with all of your sins, with all of your burdens, with all of your problems, with all of your misgivings, with all of your shortcomings, with all of your fears and frustrations, you can come to Christ. You might ask, but preacher, how can I come? You can come just as you are. As the songwriter put it, just as I am, without one plea, O Lamb of God, I come to Thee. Another question that you might ask is, when can I come? And the answer is forthright. You can come now. The Bible says this is the day of salvation. Today is the accepted time. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Beloved, the best time for you to be saved is right now, even as you listen to this broadcast. You may not live until tomorrow. Yesterday is like a canceled check. It's no good. Tomorrow is like a promissory note. It is no good until it's paid. Today is like ready cash. And this is the moment of salvation. One of the most important elements in your salvation is the time element. Some people decide that they'll be saved at the 11th hour. But the trouble is, many of them die at 10:30. Let me make one thing clear for you. You do not have to come to Christ. The acceptance of God's gracious invitation is on a voluntary basis. God calls and God pleads, but God does not force and God does not demand. When God came in the Garden of Eden to speak with Adam, He came not as a policeman with a billy stick. He came as a loving father in a benevolent spirit. Noah was not driven into the ark. He was invited, and he accepted the invitation that God gave him, come thou and all thy house into the ark. The Israelites were not compelled to join the caravan to Canaan. Moses simply said, come thou with us, and we will do thee good. The disciples were not drafted into the Master's service. Jesus passed by and with this gracious invitation drew them to Himself. Come, follow Me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. The universal call to man is not one of conscription. It is an invitation. Come unto Me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, said Jesus, and I will give you rest. Come, for all things are now ready. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Jesus said, He that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus has never cast one needy soul out. He has never turned a needy soul away. This is God's gracious invitation to all men. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The welcome mat is out. The royal invitation is extended. This is the hospitality of God. In the second place, the hospitality of God includes a time of reasoning in the courtroom of God's mercy. It is not often that a king invites a criminal to sit down at his conference table, but the King of Glory is doing just that. This moment, God is inviting you, a poor lost sinner, a criminal by every standard of the Word of God, to come and sit down at His table. Listen again to the words of my text. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. This is not a dictatorial mandate. This is an invitation to reason. Sir Henry Drummond once said, and I quote, "He that will not reason is a bigot. He that cannot reason is a fool. He that dares not reason is a slave." God wants to reason with you. God is interested in your needs, in your burdens, your problems, your difficulties, your fears, and your frustrations. God wants you to bring Him all your doubts, all of your anxious moments, all of your questions, all of your fears. He wants to reason with you. God wants to reason with you in the matters of life and death, in the matters of time and eternity. God wants to sit down, as it were, and reason with you. A noted scientist once said, "I had 1,000 questions to ask God, but when I met Him, they were all answered." And this is the way it'll be with you when you bring your questions and your doubts and your fears and frustrations to Him. When you reason with God, you will learn that you are a sinner. The Bible declares that all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You will learn that you need a Savior. You will learn that you cannot save yourself. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You will learn something more when you come to reason with God. You will learn that there is only one way of salvation. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." In Acts 4:12 we read, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." This is the hospitality of God. He gives to you a time of reasoning in His courtroom of mercy. Then in the third place, the hospitality of God offers a remarkable promise of pardon. "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." "Oh, but you say, preacher, you don't know about my sins." "No, I don't." "But it really doesn't matter what your sins are. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sins." Whatever your sin is today, you can have your sins washed away. You can be forgiven. You can be pardoned. You can be justified. You can be set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. And you can do that right now as you come and accept the offer that God gives you to wash away all your sin and guarantee you full and free pardon for all your iniquities. I have a footnote and then I'm through. The hospitality of God brings you face to face with a decision that only you can make. No one can make this decision for you. You must decide personally for Christ. You must decide now. You must open now the door of your heart. Let the Lord Jesus Christ come in. Accept the gracious invitation that God has given to you. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. This is the hospitality of God, and God is inviting you to come to Him through Jesus Christ even now. As the broadcast leaves the air, may I remind you once again of the importance of this day. Sunday, July 22nd, is Pray for Revival Day at Worth Baptist Church and in many churches across the city and across the nation. We are praying that God will give us a sweeping revival, a revival that will turn men's hearts back to God and back to the Bible and back to righteousness and back to the truth. We are praying for our governmental officials. We are praying for the men who handle the economic affairs of our nation. We are praying for our churchmen. We are praying that God will intervene in every phase of national life and bring a spiritual restoration, a great awakening, a spiritual revival in these days. We want you to join with us today in this prayer wherever you are. If you can, come today to the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church at 10 o'clock, the Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We would be happy to have you and your family share with us today in the study of God's Word, in the fellowship of God's people, and in worship of Christ at Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.